With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington, President Biden is facing blowback on his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous. Unfair.
But at the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby insisted on continued support from the U.S.
The arguments that somehow we're walking away from Israel fly in the face of the facts.
Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapon shipments to Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Among the president's harshest critics for this decision, Senator Lindsey Graham, he says now's not the time to hold back on weapon shipments.
To abandon Israel under these circumstances would be outrageous, it would be dangerous, and Republicans are going to fight back against Bernie Sanders and the squad.
And that was Senator Lindsey Graham appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. Correspondent Karen Chambas reports the weekend brought devastating floods to Afghanistan.
Flash floods in northern Afghanistan have left hundreds dead and hundreds more missing. The UN Food Agency has estimated that unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan have left more than 300 people dead. Thousands of houses have been destroyed, most of them in the northern provinces of Baghlan, which bore the brunt of the deluges. The floods hit as Afghanistan is still reeling from a string of earthquakes at the beginning of the year, as well as severe flooding in March. Aid group Save the Children said about 600,000 people, half of them children, live in the five districts in Baghlan that have been severely impacted by the floods. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is SRN News. A new poll is asking people of faith about abortion. Michael Harrington has a report.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the vast majority of those who adhere to some faith group think abortion should be legal all or most of the time. White evangelical Protestants are the only major religious cohort in which a majority opposes abortion, 72%. The poll reveals that even amongst black Protestants and Catholics of all ethnicities, large majorities support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The spreading violence in Haiti is having another troubling side effect, an increasing interest in voodoo. Adherents are seeking solace and protection from violent gangs that have killed, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped thousands in recent years. Amid the spiraling chaos, a growing number of Haitians are visiting voodoo priests. The religion melds Catholicism and animist beliefs. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports schools are turning to a new tool, AI, to spot guns as companies press lawmakers for state funding.
Schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video cameras to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria, so only one software provider can qualify. That company, Zero Eyes, which was founded a few years ago by military veterans. The chair of the National Council of School Safety Directors says the technology is good, but he has concerns about state laws giving preference to providers of a specific security platform. Zero Eyes responds they're not paying legislators to write them into their bills. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.